Welcome. I am delighted to share with you self-awareness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual through new thought, exploring relationships, health and healing, true prosperity, and metaphysics. These topics embrace transpersonal psychology, realizing that we are more than bodies, minds, inherited tendencies, genes, conditioning, or programming. Transpersonal psychology goes beyond the persona, meaning going beyond. We are spiritual beings going through a human experience. The topics were recorded in front of a live audience at the Victoria Center for Self-Awareness, where I was the founder, then the director, for 25 years.
Envision a spinning silver disc moving up your spinal pathway, all the way up the back, all the way up your back to the back of your neck, the back of your head, and the top of your head. Focusing our attention on the point between our eyebrows, know that I speak these words for me and for you in the I person. There is one presence, one power, one God, the fullness of wisdom, creativity, and unconditional love. Being omnipresent, it expresses not only around me, but in me, through me, and as me. It is my very life. This morning, I acknowledge in a deeper way that I live and move and have my being in the awesome oneness that is spirit. Being immersed in it, it is within me awaiting my direction. Therefore, I declare my intention to be a conscious vehicle for the power of love and the expression and experience of joy. Today I choose to let this power and expression work in me, for me, in a greater way than I have ever allowed before. This is possible as I not only love myself, I like myself. I let infinite intelligence keep me on course, releasing any doubt, fear, guilt, or condemnation. I feel love and joy welling up within me, and I let it move through me out into my world. I'm thankful for this experience this morning. I'm thankful for the understanding and conscious realization of who I really am. I'm thankful for each person gathered here. I'm thankful for my world and universe and my relationship to them. Most of all, I am thankful for life itself. And so it is, and it is so. Thank you. My topic this morning is liking ourselves. You know, every year in February, I designate the spiritual focus of unconditional love for the center for all four topics. And I invariably always address love in different ways, and especially loving ourselves, as we sang in the opening song that you as an audience sang this morning, I love myself the way I am. But I've never really talked about just liking ourselves. And is there a difference? Got to thinking about that. I thought about when we were raising our large blended family, Norman and I. And I thought, you know, I love these step kids, but sometimes I don't like them. And I started to look at that. And I realized that the love was, you know, realizing I'm immersed in the power of love, and I can express a loving nature, and I can love someone. But sometimes they do certain things and we don't like them. So that's kind of the way I see the distinction. It's like we don't like the behavior of them, so therefore we say we don't like them. Ever notice that, you know, just look in your own life, if there's somebody you don't like, ask the question, why? Good thing to look at that answer. So three things I want to address this morning, and they're just very short words. First of all, a pebble, a boomerang, and a blessing. A pebble, a boomerang, and a blessing. I walk my little dog Rosie every day, and the other day I was putting on my walking shoes, and I noticed that there was something in there, and I thought, oh. And for just a moment, I was going to lace it up, and I thought, Gail, there's something in there. So I, you know, removed it, and I won't say it was a pebble, but pretend it was. Now, if we had something like that in our shoe, we would remove it. I mean, this thing was just some little thing. I thought I could just maybe go like this and it wouldn't bother me, but I know better than that. Okay, so we do that with shoes. Do we have pebbles in our life that we kind of don't remove? We don't remove, and it kind of bugs us, and we swivel around it, and we shift around it, and we think it might go away, but it won't until we stop and remove it in our walk through life. Love individualized, freely and fully expressed and experienced. I like that acronym. So it's like, I want us to look at this morning to remove, to be willing to remove any, in our life, anything that would get in the way of us liking ourselves. To look away from anything that would distract that also. Sometimes people, when they think of themselves, they think about their weaknesses. Whenever I've led Live Your Vision workshops, and one of the little exercises is for people to mark down their strengths, and I give them a few minutes to do that, and it's real interesting. I watch kind of what's happening, and you know, people scribble a few things down. And then I ask them to mark down their perceived weaknesses. Oh, they really go at it. They really go at it, and their list is really long compared to what they hold as their strengths for themselves. Negative introspection is a root cause for many of our challenges. If we're negative toward ourselves, it affects us, but it also affects every other relationship that we have. You know, I've said this so many times, all there is relationship. That's all there is. Sometimes people say, I'm not in relationship right now. Oh, really? What they really probably mean is that they're maybe not in a significant relationship right then, maybe married to somebody or in, you know, living with somebody or heavy dating somebody. But we're all in relationship. So it's like, how do we feel about ourselves? We can say, well, I honestly love myself. We can say I love myself. But do we like ourselves? I think a key ingredient in really liking ourselves is to live our life in integrity. Because who we are at a spiritual level, at a soul level, is 100% integrity. And when we're out of integrity, we don't feel so great about ourselves. I was thinking about what some facilitator once said, you remember, you're the person you have to sleep with for the rest of your life. And that's true. I had an incident 2 weeks ago. I bowl on Tuesday mornings in Sydney, where I live. And there's different kinds of parking out there. And when I came out, we were finished a little early because a few were short on their team. And I came out, and I got in my car. I put it in reverse, and I heard crunch. And I look back, and here I was scraping up against another car. Yeah, so I want to tell you just a little bit about that. There was parallel parking. I was parked like this, and this other person came and parked like this in a non-parking area, and her front bumper was almost up against my car. And I thought, So ego said, just move away and go, nobody will know. You know, our ego will tell us that, even if you're a minister. So I went in and waited around. They were the last one bowling, so I had to wait around. And it was just a little scratch, like there was nothing on my car, and there was a little scratch there. If it had been reverse, I would have said, forget about it, I'll just get a little bit of white enamel and I'll touch it up myself. Well, you know, I said, I don't want this to go through ICBC, and so I said, go get it estimated. So it was estimated, and I phoned her during the week, and she said, I can't believe how much it is. I said, I can believe it. It was $570. So I said, here's the thing. I says, I'm willing to pay for half of it, because I think we're both accountable. I says, I scraped you, granted. You were parked in my area in a non-parking area. So she said, she went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I said, I just see that we're both accountable. I'm willing to own my share. So she asked her husband, and she came back. She said, okay. So it's like that. You know, I tell you this little bit, it cost me, you know, $270 because I didn't look. And I should have looked. Even though, you know, I'm in my own parking space. I remember one of my spiritual mentors, Dr. Roeder, who taught Norman and I energy and man for many years, and you've heard this before, but I think it's so good to ask ourselves this question. How would we live our life if we knew absolutely no one would find out? If we knew absolutely no one would find out, how would we live our life? And what I'm speaking about here is integrity. The more you live your life in integrity, the more you like yourself. You see, because the integrity thing has to do with actions, behaviors. This month is a month, February is quite a month for me. My mother passed in February, my father passed in February. And my husband Norman passed in February 4 years ago. It was 4 years ago today he had his massive stroke, and on Tuesday it would be 4 years since he passed. And one of the things that I always tell people is live without regret. Live without regret. Now, of course, that's important with relationships, especially if someone passes. When somebody passes, you get to look to see if you have any regrets. But for you, in living your life, loving yourself, and liking yourself, live without regret. Refuse to live with guilt or condemnation. Look to see in yourself if you ever tell yourself, I'm not good enough. I'm not doing enough, like that. Stop taking inventory of what you are not. And start taking inventory for yourself about two things that I have done myself this last year, and I found it so powerful in my life. Take an inventory yourself of the values that you live by and you value. What are some of your values? Just ask yourself, what do you value the most? See if you can get to listing about 10 of them. And then list them as far as, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think sometimes when people get to go in relationship with other people, I think it's really important that people talk about their values and find out what the other person's values are, and at least see, they don't have to mesh like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but at least your top 5 should be fairly close together. Otherwise, you're going to be living with somebody a little bit probably out of integrity with you, and they will with you, out of integrity with themselves, because they don't, you know, they're holding different values. I really invite you to do that. To look at what you value in life and list your values. Then the second thing that was very powerful for me was list 10 things that you value about yourself. That you value about yourself. I know I did that, and I got a little stuck at the beginning, and then I started to really look deeper, and I ended up with 14, and 9 of them were qualities, and 5 of them were abilities that I value in myself. Now, when I think about these things and remember them, and I'm consciously aware of them, I tend to walk taller in my life. I tend to like myself more. So those are just, you know, 2 little things that, you know, you don't have to, but boy, that's valuable. Real, real valuable. This reminds me kind of, I don't know why I'm telling this, but somebody needs to hear this. I know whenever it's not in my notes and an idea comes up, it's like somebody needs to hear this. I don't know how many of you get Oprah magazine, but in it was a little article, this new one, in month, Martha Beck had interviewed a lady that had attracted her significant other, and how she attracted that significant other was that she listed, get this, you ready? 100 attributes that she would look for in a significant other. 100 attributes. And she did that, and she hid it away. And then, I don't know how long later, she attracted someone that had everything except 2 on the list. Wow. So on my day off, I thought, I'm going to see if I can list 100 attributes. Some people say to me, Gail, are you dating? You know, I've always had men friends and women friends, and I'm, you know, like that. And I'd be open if the absolute perfect person came about, but I'm happy living alone. I don't need anybody, but I may want somebody. So man alive, that took a little bit. 100. And then when I finished, I had, I think, 113. Last week I spoke about kindness, and especially we spoke about being kind to other people, but also are we kind to ourselves? How kind you are to yourself will tell you how much you like yourself. It isn't about I'll be kind to myself, I'll like myself more when, then, or if. And then, you know, when and if and then, you know, when I release 10 pounds, if I were more patient, or if I were more understanding, if I were making X number of dollars a year, when I'm totally out of debt, when then? So, are you willing to like yourself no matter where you are in life? This also has to do with integrity. It's like, do you keep your word to yourself? I know when I get a little upset with me, it's if I have things to do and I say, well, I'm really going to get that done tomorrow or whatever day. And then when I've kind of said that to myself and then I don't do it, I did a few other things and I didn't get to that. It's like, So it's about keeping our word to ourself. Keeping our word to ourself. And I've told you many times about Stephen Covey, how he talked about don't prioritize your schedule, schedule your priorities. Look to see what your priorities are, the different hats that you wear, the different roles that you play. And then look to see what are your priorities in each of those. And then take those and then schedule them. So many times we have a schedule, a to-do list as long as your arm, and then we're prioritizing it. You do that, I'm telling you, I've lived there. I've lived there for a couple of years. What I found was my whole life was about this center. Because I had to-do lists as long as your legs, never mind arms. And I was scheduling them. I had to look at what my different hats. I've got about three different hats at the center. But I also have a life other than the center. And then you start looking at your priorities in those other areas. And I got to be so excellent at it that I don't even have to list them anymore. I just automatically schedule in different things that I know are a priority in other areas of my life. And they're there. It's a good one. Sometimes we say, well, we don't have time to do this and we don't have time to do that. What's important to you? What's important to you? So that's kind of, you know, getting rid of the irritating pebble, and it's also moving into the boomerang. How do we speak about ourselves? Because how we speak about ourselves will come back to us in relationships. Oh, God, isn't that something? That's good news and that's awful news. Paramahansa Yogananda said, to define yourself in terms of human limitation is to desecrate the image of God which you are. How do you talk about yourself to other people? Sometimes maybe you might say, well, I don't talk about myself to other people. Okay, if somebody came up to you and said, tell me about yourself. Share yourself with me. Or sometimes you're in workshops that I'm facilitating and you don't get to not do that. What would you say about yourself? Would you say about yourself all about your doingness? Or would you also say qualities of being? Qualities of being. How do you speak to yourself about you? Listening to accusing voices, ours and others. Condemning voices can take root and they can crowd out the awareness of any goodness or strengths that you know that you have. It's like weeds that take root and they're like hard to get out. I was reading a story. My resource today is a wonderful book by Joel Osteen, Become a Better You, great best-selling book. He's a minister of a non-denominational church in Houston, Texas. I watch his program every Sunday morning at 6:30 while I do my weights. He has an audience of 15,000 people present, two services. That's 30,000 people. And he is Christian-based, so he does talk about God being a he, but boy, does he have some good ideas, great ideas. I would say he's a new thought minister, except that he still believes in an anthropomorphic God. But he was telling a story of a man that went out hiking, and the boy slipped. They were hiking up a, not a real high mountain, but it was mountainous, and the boy slipped and slid and got caught in some brush, and the young boy yelled out, "Help! Somebody help me!" And a voice called back, "Somebody help me!" He said, "Who are you?" And the voice called back, "Who are you?" And then he got aggravated, and he said, "You're a coward!" The voice said, "You're a coward!" And the father finally caught up to him and pulled him up, and he said, "Dad, who was that was speaking back to me?" And he said, "Son, that's an echo, but it's also life." Mm-hmm. What do we speak out there? And then we might be a little bit upset when it comes back. What if he said, "I'm a winner"? It would have come back, "I'm a winner. I've got what it takes to get out of here. I've got what it takes to get out of here. You can make it." Whatever we send back will always come back to you. So what messages are we sending out about ourselves? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people might say, "I'm not attractive, I'm slow, I'm not as smart," or they compare themselves to other people. What about always holding in our consciousness that I am valued, I am valuable, I am valued and loved? And I love myself and I like myself. Rich, would you get to the piano for a moment? I'm going to have people learn a new song. Another thing about being kind to ourselves and liking ourselves is, how much do we should on ourselves? Have you been should on today? Should. 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 That's not being kind. So this is just a little song that only has 3 words. And it's to the tune of "Happy Birthday." And some of you have sung it with me in workshops. But it's something that I would like us to have like as a background mantra in our consciousness, you know, like we're waiting for a red light, or maybe we're in a lineup and we're thinking, "This woman ahead of me has 15 articles and it's supposed to be only 10 in this lineup." Okay? So, Rich, to the tune of "Happy Birthday," and this is the words, "I approve of myself." So here's the thing, I'd really like you to sing this out. Now, some of you will just go, "I approve of myself, I approve of myself." That's the way you are in life. You're not out there. So I'd like you to make a step out there far greater than you've ever stepped before in singing this song. And I'd like you to stand as we sing, because we sing better when we stand. So Rich, give us that cue. Da da da. Here we go. "I approve of myself. I approve of myself. I approve of myself." We can do better than that. "I approve of myself. I approve of myself. I approve of myself. I approve of myself." We did much better. Thank you. Let's give ourselves a hand. Okay. So the boomerang, it's like it's going to come back. Like the boomerang does come back, come back. The boomerang does come back. Somebody had to leave early. They have an appointment. So that's our pebble and our boomerang. And what is the blessing? When we love ourselves, the blessing is that we grow in self-consciousness. Self-consciousness, we grow in self-confident, not self-consciousness, sorry. Self-confidence. When we love ourselves, when we like ourselves, we grow in self-confidence. Are we confident of ourselves? We move out into life with a new boldness, a productive and conscious way of building confidence is to measure ourselves by the progress of how far we've become, not comparing ourselves to other people, not comparing ourselves to the highest ideal, and oh man, I don't measure up. No, we compare ourselves to the old me, the old you, and say, wow, I've come a ways. And as we grow in self, it's kind of like this, self-confidence and liking ourselves. We like ourselves more, we grow in self-confidence. We grow in self-confidence, we like ourselves more. It's like that. We talk to ourselves more than anyone else talks to us. What do we say to ourselves? We need to put on a new recording. Put in a different CD in that player up there. We believe what we say about ourselves more than we believe what others say about us. And sometimes other people say something about us, and then we think, I never thought of myself that way. Oh, my God. You know, and then we start thinking bad things about ourselves, especially if they're complaining about us or negative towards us. I'd like you to say a few affirmations with me. This is kind of a participatory morning this morning. I'd like you to say your name first and then say what I have to say after it. So I'm going to say it first. Gail Schultz, you have what it takes. Come on, I want to hear it. Okay, that's good. Gail Schultz, you can be and do all that God is calling you to be and do. Do and do all that God is calling you to do. You're not quite sure about that one. Gail Schultz, you're talented and creative. Right on. Gail Schultz, you're well able to fulfill your divine destiny. Well able to fulfill your divine destiny. You're not 100% sure of that one either. Okay, Gail Schultz, something wonderful is going to happen to you. All right, you're a little bit more positive about that. Gail Schultz, you have a bright future. Gail Schultz, the best is yet to come. All right, some of you got real enthusiastic with that. Some of you are just a little I don't think I'm going to do this over here. This is a little bit nutso, especially if you're fairly new to the center. I don't get them to do this every week, believe me. Okay. We need to clean up or clean out anything that we hold in our consciousness that is of guilt, condemning, if we feel disqualified or even disgraced. That's why the center offers Free the Heart a couple times a year. We're going to be offering it in March and in October. And it's one of the most powerful courses I've ever seen as far as getting to a place of really realizing we're love at the core, loving ourselves and liking ourselves. The first time I took Free the Heart, I realized a couple months later that I was singing a lot to myself. And that was partly with what had happened at Free the Heart for me. Did I say Free the Heart or Love at the Core? I sometimes get those two mixed up. They're both excellent, and one's 10 weeks and one is a powerful weekend. Okay, so I just want to say something about our children. One of my grandkids is turning 16 this week, and I just mailed him a card. And whenever I mail birthday cards to my grandkids and my great-grandkids, we've got six, I say we, it's Norman's side of the family. We have 8 great-grandchildren, too. I always say a few things about them and how proud I am of them. And then I do a little acronym about how old they are. So this one was 16, so X-I-X-T-E-E-N. And then I put down attributes beside that so that they can kind of affirm that. But I want to read to you something that's in Joel Osteen's book, Become a Better You. And Joel, I know you won't mind my reading this and it being on CD, because maybe people will buy your book afterwards. He's talking about his sister-in-law, his brother Paul, and he makes fun of his brother Paul a lot from the front of the room. But his brother Paul and his sister-in-law have a little boy named Jackson. And he's always happy and fun to be around. Every night when his mother, Jennifer, takes Jackson to bed, she tells him a story and prays with him. Just before she says goodnight, she says, "Now, Jackson, let me remind you who you are." And she'll go through this long list of superheroes. "Jackson, you're my Superman. You're my Power Ranger. You're my Buzz Lightyear. You're my rescue hero. You're my Lightning McQueen. You're my cowboy. You're my baseball player." Well, Jackson lies there with a big smile on his face, taking it all in. What is Jennifer doing? She's giving Jackson fuel for his internal dialogue. Even though he's only 3 years old, Jennifer's saying to him, "Jackson, you're special, you're valuable, you're going to do great things." Then she goes through the same routine when she puts my brother Paul to bed. But instead, she uses Elvis. Something funny happened the other day. Paul and Jennifer were home late, so Jennifer put Jackson to bed in a hurry. She didn't take time to go through the long list of superheroes. And a few minutes later, she heard this little voice calling me out from upstairs. "Mama, Mama!" She ran to the stairs and said, "What's the matter?" And he says, "Mama, you forgot to tell me who I am." There's a deep truth in that simple statement. I found that if we don't tell our children who they are, somebody else will. I want to tell my children, "You've got what it takes. There's nothing you can't do. Mommy and Daddy are behind you. We're proud of you. We believe in you. You're destined to do great things." Speak words of blessings to our children. Speak victory over their lives. They need your encouragement. They need your approval. They need you to have big dreams in their lives. And I would say, speak those kinds of things for yourself. For yourself. Keep telling yourself and reminding yourself who you really are. You know, there was a survey done about what people regretted the most at the end of their lives. And the three things that came up, and I'll do them in reverse. One was that they didn't risk more. And the other one was that they didn't express kindness enough. And the first one was that they didn't have enough loving and thoughtful thoughts and things that they did. So, I think that that's not only with other people. I think that that's very important for ourselves in our own life. Because the consciousness that we leave with here is going to go on to another dimension. So I would like us to hold and to do whatever it takes for us to really, of course, express the love the power of love that we are intrinsically, and love ourselves, but also to do whatever it takes to like ourselves. And that, again, I've gone full circle, and that again has to do with keeping your word to yourself and living a life of integrity and having no regrets. No regrets. Those of you who know Norman know that he was a pretty funny guy. Sometimes people used to talk about him as the man of 2,000 jokes, but sometimes he'd just be standing there talking to somebody and say, "Yeah, that's another thing I like about me." And, you know, people that didn't know him would kind of look like, "Wow," you know? Yeah. So, I invite you to like yourself. I invite you to love yourself. And I invite you to do those two lists. They'll really enhance your life. God's presence and power within me acknowledges and salutes God's presence and power in each and every one of you. Namaste. Namaste. Thank you. Namaste. All righty.